the battlefield, I will be pushing forward, moving towards my goals. That's why I know. When I'm at work, I sit there and I ask myself so many times similar questions. What can I control? What I can't control? And it's been helping me out when it comes to interacting with people. Because certain things people do, you have no control at all. You really don't got control over shit when it comes to other people doing whatever it is they want to do. So that's why you got to ask yourself, what do I have control of? Oh, I got control of how I respond to whatever it is this person do. I got control over that. And I am not going to allow other people to take that control. And I want you to allow anybody else to take your control. You got to take control of your life. So certain things, when certain things I see, I ask myself, is it worth my energy? Or should I just move on? And I've been moving on. And I've been conserving my energy for bigger and better things. And I've been so proud of myself. So I'm telling you, the concept of control should be in your mind. This year, consistently ask yourself, what can you control when it comes to workouts? Like, you can control the workout. You can control it. You can't control the weather. The ideal of workout weather, you can't control that. But you can control getting out here doing something with your health. You can control how you spend your money. But let me tell you something else. One of the things I'm controlling, and pause on this, is what I put in my mouth. Pause. I think that's one of the biggest controls. If I can really master that, I'd be in a great form. That's not to say a rare form. What do I mean by that? Like, a lot of times, I'd be worried about my six pack and my abs and my legs and all that. I can minimize that worry by just really controlling what I put in my mouth. Sometimes I overeat, which it doesn't bring me any type of pleasure, long-term pleasure. This is why it's so important for me to ask that question. What can I control? And the more I ask that question, the more I want to take control. And I'm taking control over the eating. And whoever's out there listening, you can take control of your eating. Start there. Start controlling what you put in your mouth. When it comes to alcohol, drugs, sugar drinks, food, and everything like that. Tell yourself, I want to control my life. And when it starts, is controlling what I eat. And when you start controlling that, I'm telling you, you're going to be in a great place. Definitely go get in a great place. Because unfortunately, at times, I used to overeat and overwork out. Now, I'm just be like, I might just eat enough. What do that feel like, just eating enough? You know, I think I'm going to talk about that in the future. That feeling of just eating enough. Yeah. But I appreciate for the first episode, man. 10-year challenge, man. Check out your 10-year challenge. You know, look at yourself 10 years. Ask yourself these next 10 years, how much control are you going to take? Or are you going to allow the 10 years to control you? Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all share. Definitely share. Share as much as possible. I need y'all to share it to at least 2 people that you know that's having trouble with controlling their urges. That'd be good. Yeah, definitely do that. Make sure you leave a review so more people can listen to this. And that's about it. Definitely. And in show notes, it's just got some financial opportunities. If you want to take advantage of it, definitely. We all trying to create that passive income. So definitely support your God. And just remember that you are God. God is within you. God is having God is having the experience through you. On the battlefield, I will be pushing forward, moving towards my goals. That's why I know. When I'm at work, I sit there and I ask myself so many times similar questions. What can I control? What I can't control? And it's been helping me out when it comes to interacting with people. Because certain things people do, you have no control at all. You really don't got control over shit when it comes to other people doing whatever it is they want to do. So that's why you got to ask yourself, what do I have a control of? Oh, I got control of how I respond to whatever it is this person do. I got control over that. And I am not going to allow other people to take that control. And I want you to allow anybody else to take your control. You got to take control of your life. So certain things, when certain things I see, I ask myself, is it worth my energy? Or should I just move on? And I've been moving on. And I've been conserving my energy for bigger and better things. And I've been so proud of myself. So I'm telling you, the concept of control should be in your mind. This year, consistently ask yourself, what can you control when it comes to workouts? Like, you can control the workout. You can control it. You can't control the weather. The ideal of workout weather, you can't control that. But you can control getting out here doing something with your health. You can control how you spend your money. But let me tell you something else. One of the things I'm controlling, and pause on this, is what I put in my mouth. Pause. I think that's one of the biggest controls. If I can really master that, I'd be in a great form. That's not to say a rare form. What do I mean by that? Like, a lot of times, I'd be worried about my six pack and my abs and my legs and all that. I can minimize that worry by just really controlling what I put in my mouth. Sometimes I overeat, which it doesn't bring me any type of pleasure, long-term pleasure. This is why it's so important for me to ask that question. What can I control? And the more I ask that question, the more I want to take control. And I'm taking control over the eating. And whoever's out there listening, you can take control of your eating. Start there. Start controlling what you put in your mouth. When it comes to alcohol, drugs, sugar drinks, food, and everything like that. Tell yourself, I want to control my life. And when it starts, it's controlling what I eat. And when you start controlling that, I'm telling you, you're going to be in a great place. Definitely go get in a great place. Because unfortunately, at times, I used to overeat and overwork out. Now, I'm just be like, I might just eat enough. What do that feel like, just eating enough? Yeah, I think I'm going to talk about that in the future. That feeling of just eating enough. Yeah. But I appreciate for the first episode, man. 10-year challenge, man. Check out your 10-year challenge. You know, look at yourself 10 years. Ask yourself these next 10 years, how much control are you going to take? Or are you going to allow the 10 years to control you? Make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all share. Definitely share. Share as much as possible. I need y'all to share it to at least 2 people that you know that's having trouble with controlling their urges. That'd be good. Yeah, definitely do that. Make sure you leave a review. So more people can listen to this. And that's about it. Definitely. And in show notes, it's just got some financial opportunities. If you want to take advantage of it, definitely. We all trying to create that passive income. So definitely support your God. And just remember that you are God. God is within you. God is having the experience through you.